Okay, we're learning Shar Hakniya, and I keep around the last three shiurim said I hope to finish Shar Hakniya today. So we have not finished Shar Hakniya yet. David Callis, where's David Callis? You're in charge of the hordes of people that are here. The hordes. Two weeks. Okay, let's finish our Akhniya. In Perek Yud, we're up to page Reish Yud Gimel, the top. The Horavi, he went through the benefits of Kniya. The first three benefits were in Olam Hazeh. Now come the next three benefits. The Horavi, the fourth one, the four, five, and six are going to be Olam Haba in Yonim. Shehodem Ha'onov, Kalo Lahasig is a Chochma. He will steig, he will grow in learning, he will understand things. He's open to grow, he's open to understand. Since he doesn't think he knows everything already, he's an onov, so he's going to learn. He's going to apply himself, he's going to chazer, he's going to look for learning. He's going to always want to grow and be open to rabbeim, rabbonim, teachers, open to learn new things. He knows he has to grow in his learning. He knows he needs a Rebbe, he needs someone to teach him. So he doesn't think, you know, he doesn't think he knows it all already. So he will indeed grow in his learning. So this is an Olam Haba Inyan. Udrishoso also. He's doyrish by Chachamim, he asks questions, Lo Habay Shalom Maid. He goes to shiurim. He look at all these people who don't come to Chavis Halvavus, and they're not learning about Kniya. Right? They're not learning it. They're not going to know it. We're going to learn at the end of the perek today that he says, you know, he says this is a most important shar to have learned. It's a most important midah. Don't look around and say, well, no one else is doing it. Why the heck should I? We'll see that at the end of the perek. Mitzvah Shem. So here he's saying that if you're an onov and you realize what you don't know and you don't think that you know it all, so you'll grow in your learning, you'll grow in your knowledge. Ka'omro, holech es chachamim yechkam. Someone who hangs around chachamim, who goes to chachamim, who's willing to be a talmud of chachamim, so he will grow and he will become a chacham. V'omru kadmoneinu zal, yibeischa bezvad l'chachamim, v'vimisabek bafar aglam, v'vishoysu b'tzomo estivreyem. You'll drink and with thirst. Divrayim, that's only the onav, only the person with kniya is going to do that. V'yelo b'kach ezer me'es Hashem al halimud. A very important sentence. Don't read the Chavis Halvavus quickly and miss this sentence. We all know the story of Har Sinai. We all know the Gemara says, ma mayim horuchim mi'mokum gavoa l'mokum nomuch. It's almost segula. It really is psychologically so and pedagogically so that when you're open for knowledge and you're an onov, so you will absorb more. Because when you sit Talmud b'fnei Rebbe, the Talmud that sits there thinking he knows as much as his Rebbe does, and what is his Rebbe going to teach him already, he's not going to absorb the knowledge. His mind is going to be closed. So here, v'yelo b'kach ezer meis Hashem al alimud, it's more mashma the inyan segula shabo, but we know that from Har Sinai, we know that from Har Sinai, the small mountain, we know it from Moshe Rabbeinu, the onov mikol adam. So, not only will you indeed grow in your learning through having kniya, but you'll have the ezer Hashem, you'll have the siyata d'shmaya, that's needed for it. Ke'omro yadrech hanovim b'mishpat v'yilamed hanovim darko. That's what the pasuk says. So, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will teach, will guide, will, so they'll be more absorbent to Torah. But, v'hamizgoye, is the contrast, the other side of the coin, is v'hamizgoye lo yizkayim b'yodo liman amiti. He won't retain his learning. You could see it yourself. Someone who thinks he knows, So he doesn't, you know, he's not yoyred to the amkus hasugya. You know, he doesn't sit on it until he truly understands it. He doesn't sit on it until he truly remembers it, because he wants to, you know, show what he knows already. He's thinking, let's go learn something else already. He doesn't have time. He doesn't have patience. It takes an act of kniya to sit over a Gemara, over a Tosfos, over anything you learn. It doesn't have to be Gemara or Tosfos. And to say, you know, let me make sure that I got that. Let me repeat that to make sure that I fully understand it. That takes an act of kniya. And that's what the Chodesh Lubavitch is saying. The Mizgoya won't retain, won't understand, won't truly know what he learns. Lefishahu Mizgoya, Melidrash Balei Hayadiyah. He won't go to the depths of the learning. He won't clarify, you know, those niggling things that you always have left at the end that you don't really get. He won't do it. Pasnished. You know, he doesn't want to say, after the Rebbe, after the person giving the shiur, after the Rebbe, or if the Chavrusa, you know, learns the Tosfos one time, he says, okay, you know, you understand, let's go baita. So he's ashamed to say, I don't understand. So he's going to go baita, he's not going to understand the Tosfos. So, Omro, and he won't search for Rabbeim. He won't admit that he doesn't know. He won't look for Rabbonim or mentors to be a Talmud of. Ka'omro, the Pasuk says, Rosha Kagova Apo Bal Yidrosh, as an arrogant person, Bal Yidrosh, he doesn't ask, Ein Elokim Kol Mezim Elsof, so he doesn't end up with knowledge of Hashem, because he doesn't learn it. Okay, so that's number four. Number one of Olam Habo in Yonim. He's lacking in his Torah knowledge, because both on a practical, pedagogical level, a Bal Gaiva won't learn if he doesn't walk in there submissive, saying, you know, I don't understand, I want to understand, teach me. He's not going to absorb what he's learning. And Baofen Seguli, he won't have Siyata Dishmaya. The HaChamishi. Chamishi is the Onav will do what he has to do. He won't question it. He won't mock it. He won't say, it doesn't pass for me to do this. He'll do it. This reason, Shana B'mayr L'mayse HaMishmas, to acts of obedience. B'hishtadlus, he'll do his best. Uzrizus, V'cheshek. He doesn't say, I know better. What do I need this for? Who needs this? Is this really so important? He doesn't have that attitude. He doesn't have the attitude that, you know, you have to show him before he'll do something. You have to show him it's right. You have to show him that it's the right, that why he's doing it. That's not his attitude. He doesn't, his attitude doesn't have him reject things. Forget it, it's too hard, it's too silly, what do I need this for? Meinu mezalzel b'me'uma mehem. The person with kniya, the honor of his zohar b'mitzvah kala, shena to yodeh matan schoren shol mitzvahs. So, but v'hayoher b'libo, you can't always see it, but the yoher b'libo, he doesn't, you know, when I get around to it, I'll do it, when I have time. This mameya, he delays the ma'aseh hamishmas, an act of obedience. Mitoch histadus is yomus. You could have a person that delays because of laziness. You could have a person that delays because of taiva. He's talking about the person that delays because of gaiva. Mitoch histadus is yomus. Right? He never. What?
Pasnitz to life.
Yeah. And it's pasnitz to ask, pasnitz to life. And he could spend years and years, and then at the end of the day, at the end of his life, or at the end of his stay, wherever he is, he has nothing to show for all his years. He looks back, it's karata. Then all of a sudden he'll wake up and he'll see he's an Amoritz, and he doesn't especially have too many credits to his credit. And then he starts scrambling. Ka'omro, emor la melech v'la gvira, hashpilu shevu. The Navi says, you know, lower yourselves, be yishofol. Omar sheshena sonei Hashem, enayim ramos v'loshon sheker. So enayim ramos is the point, but you know, it doesn't pass. Tashishi. So that's number four and five. Number four is he won't grow in Torah, he won't grow in understanding. And number five is he won't do the right thing because his gaiva won't let him do it if it's not perfect, if people won't give him covet for it or whatever. If he doesn't understand it, if he thinks it's a davar kal, maybe it doesn't pass him to do it stamazoi. Tashishi, Shishi is really amazing. He says, Shamaisa hanichna l'shem mukubalam ufnei Hashem. Plain and posh. You can have two people, it's an amazing point because of what this is making. You can have two people putting on tefillin. One has kniya and one doesn't. So they each get a schar for the mitzvah putting on tefillin. No, they're not equal because of what this says. The one with kniya, his maisim are more mukubal to Hashem. Because the Lovus has a theme throughout the Sefer. And this really ties in with the whole, with the theme of indeed the Sefer of Chavis HaLovus. Right? That's a big factor, being Merutzel Hashem. That's not a Kabbalistic Ginyan, it's not within the Surah Sadin. Our actions have to be pleasing to Hashem. Our actions have to be a true fulfillment of the will of Hashem. So he says, the nichna, so his maisim are mekubalim ufnei Hashem. Ka'omro zivchei elokim ruach nishbara. And if you're not nichna, so even if you're not doing an aveira technically, except maybe for the aveira of not being nichna. But if not for that, so he says, they're not mukubat Hashem. Hashem is repelled by him. Hashem doesn't want anything to do with him. The onav is mukubol v'chatov miskapirim b'meira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is more kindly disposed towards him, so to speak. Is mechaper his averus, imshov mehem, ka'omru modos of Yeruchim. The omar ki hishpilu v'atomer geva v'shachaynayim yoshia. My thinking, the Yohir, the person that's a Balgaiva, the person to whom it doesn't pass, he is Meshukitz Mesoav Be'enei Hashem. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Rav Hashem says, Ein ani v'ho, yecholim lodur. I can't stay in the same room as the guy. I can't be here. That's the opposite. So that's it. That's the opposite of the Nechta. Okay, so we finished, and now we're going to learn the concluding paragraph. So there was 10 prokim, right? This is Perek Asiri. Hine Ela Asori Yesodos Mi Yesodos Hanova. The 10 prokim that I just taught you have the fundamental principles and the benefits of being a nichna. Yisbaru L'chomehem Yeser Milos Hamida Hazu Anichpedes Hanayla Vaniso. From these 10, You ain't seen nothing yet, Chavis HaLavavu says. I haven't described to you completely the depths and the milus and the scope of being a nichna. I touched upon certain basic principles. What I expect, he says, is you should extrapolate, and you should figure out the milus of this midah. Asher lo hizkartim b'shar hazeh, his bonein. Think about it. B'meshe hivisicha olav mehem. Go over these 10 prokim and think about them. The simeo neged einecha. Because the Lord wants you to think. He says that like various key points in the sefer. He says, think about it. Don't just, you know, say the words and go weiter. You shouldn't do that in davening, you shouldn't do that in learning, you shouldn't do when you carry some bones. Think about his boning, what I told you. This boning bow, do it constantly. Walk in the street and think about it. and think why it's important to be a nichna, why it's logical to be nichna. Remember the Chavis HaLovis' definition of a nichna. Right? We've said it countless times since we started learning it. It's really, it's almost like it's benodim lamokim, not benodim lachaveiro. It has to do with your relationship with Hashem. Unahag bo belibcha, you have to really, truly, if you just, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, you're not a nichna, you're a faker. The true nichna is a nichna belayv. Vizchazik b'Hashem yisadar, you'll find that, you know, don't be afraid, if you're not pushing yourself forward, vizchazik b'Hashem, ubakesh melufono, v'yafi ask Hashem to help you, ushal mimenu l'skarve l'abulu s'tapeach olav. Also, you have to ask for the siyata d'shmaya, you have to ask for Hashem to, that your actions, your attempts should be pleasing in His eyes. Ula yachnecha also, that's from Lulash and Chaim, give you grace. Biftach chashar b'derech elav. Moshayim v'schanen achar tzadikim achar tfilah. So we all say this, but we don't say it with kavano, we say it with the words. But one Amor expressed himself and said, Alokai, mitzor l'shoni miros posai nedeber mirmo. It says there, "Benafshi kefar l'koltia." That's what he's referring to. That's what he's referring to. From kalalai nafshi sidom. These are the next words after the bechulu. From kalalai nafshi sidom. Benafshi kefar l'koltia. That's someone with knia. Someone with knia will react that way. So you have to daven for it. Vizor me'ruri lipcha u'mepituye yitzrecha. The Meshi Yiviyach Aladei Gaiva, watch out from things that bring you the Dei Gaiva, Uzchichus Adas, the Hagavus, the Agashus, the Kosas Asrora, the Agdula, Lios Mitzave, Umazhir, the Yispar Saim Shimcha, Bnei Adam. So you read these last five things, you say, I don't know, I would want that. Right? Bakoshes Asrora, you want a high position. Bagdula, to tell people what to do, you become famous. So, hey, that's great. No, it's not great. You have the daven to Hashem that should not happen to you. Well, watch out from things that bring you lidei kach. Ko'omer ha'chocham ha'saderech ha'mamutu l'bnei Adam ba'olam ba'omrom. Shtayim shalti mitoch al timna mimeni b'terem amus shobu dvar kozov harchek mimeni reish v'oshir al titem li. Don't make me wealthy, don't make me ahead. Hastifeni lechem chuki penespa v'kochashti v'kichashti v'amarti mi Hashem u'benivorish v'gunavdi v'tefasti shem alokoi. Swear falsely. So you have to watch out. Watch out you don't fall into the trap. It's really a tremendous trap. A person is born with ego, and really, as a child grows up, he lives with self-gratification, and he's the center of the universe, and he's the center of his parents' universe, and we really start off life with it's very hard. Where do you break out of that? Most of us don't, really. It's a normal human condition. People are self-centered to varying degrees. But even a person who's not self-centered in the bad sense of the word, oh, he's a self-centered guy, But still, with a focus of our universe, like you sort of think the whole world, in the bad sense. We used to view things from your perspective, how it affects you. Don't fall into the trap. But you have to break out of it. I say the first few years of life, go against it. And nowadays, with self-esteem as the first and last word in chinuch, so it's not clear if the person growing up will ever break out of it. Because everybody's too worried about the other extreme, which Chavis HaLovis himself addressed. He was also worried about it. But he shouldn't be a shmata. You shouldn't view yourself as nothing, worth nothing, not able to accomplish anything. So therefore, Hasor Achi, and you have to work on yourself. Al Tesalem, don't refrain. Melarape Yeschicha Sadas Minatzicha. Heal yourself. It's a sickness. Midosecha. But Refuah, so Shehu Yeschicha Alein. I gave you the Refuah. That's what I did in Shara Kniya. We've been learning it here many, many, many weeks, and I've been telling you the Refuah for that Makkah. Val Yimnacha Mikach, he says it beautifully. He says, what's going to stop you? You're going to look around. You're going to say, wait a second. Why should I be the dope that's working on this? Everybody's going about their business and they're acting the way they're acting, and you know, I don't see anybody overly concerned with this, so why should I? While you know how mikach ki masha teroa bo hamon b'nei adam is almim or oblivious, milarapi is not shoseyam in amad ve'azeh. They're quite happy to be not kanua. They're quite happy to live like the way an arrogant person does. The Tomar is not slusi, ki is not slusum. I don't know, whatever their excuse is. They don't do it. I also don't do it. What do you want from me? Go ask them. Whatever their excuse is for not doing it, chalk me up for that also. He says, foolish, foolish person. He says, let's say you're blind. Right? And Mizdamalo Kiloir in Ma'ilam, and then there's a big tumult in the city, the medicine came, and it can cure, it'll cure the blind, it'll cure blindness. Sheftal the Srapik, Sheyishtamishman. So what would you do if a guy says, you know, I have three friends that are also blind. I don't see them running to this guy to buy it.
Can't see.
They're perfectly, what?
Can't see.
They're perfectly willing. So why should I go? Like, why should I be different than them? Whatever their reason is, my reason too. Whatever happens to them will happen to me. If you would hear someone say this, Chavis Olova says, tell the truth. You would say, he's a moron. He's an idiot. He's not a normal person. Like him up. No question that you would make fun of what he says. You would make fun of him. You would say he's not Mishkan Amala Mensch. Like, you know, you have a chance to see. You have a chance to see. It's like, are you out of your mind? What do you care about the other guy's also not going to the doctor. You're nuts. What? Not talking about that. We're talking about a person with gaiva that knows he has gaiva. If you think about the Chavis Halbavis' comparison, the blind man knows he's blind. The blind man knows he's blind. Chavis Halbavis is not saying this is not gaiva, because I see most people are like that, and probably most people are not bali gaiva, so it's not gaiva. That might be a rational thought, but that's not what Chavis Halbavis is talking about. He gives a comparison to the blind person. The blind person knows he's blind. And he knows they're offering a cure for the blindness. His problem is that he knows that there's three other blind people who, for reasons of their own, whatever they may be, they're holding back. He says, what? You look into your own, peer into your own soul, take care of yourself, worry about yourself. Vishtadal ba'avura, do for your nefesh what you got to do. Ba'altis atzel, don't be lazy. B'mesha yo ilcha b'olam hazeh, u'b'olam habah. We just went through six benefits. Beneficial in olam hazeh, beneficial in olam habah. Where can you go wrong here? Pentomus, we all have plans. We all have great edifices of plans, but not real plans, not the poil plans, not plans that say tomorrow I'm going to do this, next week I'm going to do that. Just a sort of general vague concept of doing mitzvahs. Pentumbus, Belila Agila Tikvol Secha, Bamidus Analos, Shabachot Cholagia Leah. Gotta start now. Rhymer Achachem Tavis Otsol to me, Senu, Kamianu Yod of Lazos. For Omar Al Steyish Otsol of Darti, famous Pasuk, Al Kerem Odom Chasar Leah, Vine Ola Kulukim Shonim. Because he pushed it off. He didn't care. It wasn't that important to him. The Anoichi. So he says, don't be despoiled that most people don't seem concerned. People don't seem concerned about that. What do you get? Like the blind person, what's your business? What do you care? What are you? You're a foolish man. Okay. He says, Yanchenu Hashem, then he ends up with a prayer. Yanchenu Hashem, he includes himself, that's first person plural. Va'oscha al derech mishmato buuzov rachmav sala yisala. Derech mishmato means it's a prayer to be to obey. But as we said in the previous parak, 8 or 9, he says the reason this the chniya is so fundamental a midah that it really sets up all your mitzvahs, how meaningful they are. If you're doing them as an eved, or you're doing them as an independent thinker who decided on his own, he decided he should do it. He says, that's no good. Hashem rejects that. It's an amazing thing. Chazal says very amazing things. He says, Hashem rejects that. He's not that interested in your putting on tefillin. I say that interested because, you know, we don't know to what degree just the physical act of putting on tefillin is chashuv. He says, But he says in the previous parak, 2 parakim ago, he said that does not have nachas ruach from that. Doesn't really care. He wants you to be an eved, right? Haluka, Halulah De Hashem. Wants you to be an eved, and that's kniya. That's what he explained at length. That's why it's so fundamental a principle. He says with that, you're going to go far. You establish yourself as an eved. But without that, so your actions are all flawed. And so really, you know, you want to end up with it. You want to be an Eved Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem. So you're gonna work on the Kniya. Kniya makes you feel and act and be an Eved. Okay, good. Take this now. Yeah, I hope so.